Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
We have word of a silent key. Ian Brown, Victor Kilo 4, Delta Bravo. The sad news received from Denise VK4 FCDB, Board of Control of Ian VK4DB, that Ian went silent key on Wednesday, November 26, at the Townsville University Hospital following complications caused by lung cancer. Ian was farewelled at a private funeral Tuesday, the 2nd of December in Townsville, attended by close family members. Ian was a Morseholic and a very keen DXer on 10 metres and above, improving his operating skills on amateur radio using training he'd been given as a serving member of the Queensland Police Service. Knowing Morse code was a vital skill for those serving in QPS and involved with communications in years gone by, and Ian used those skills well whilst on transfer to various postings across the state and was one of the last Morse operators with QPS when the Morse code service ended in 1972. Ian had held an amateur radio qualification for 50 years and operated on 10, 6 and 2 metres, mainly CW, but also on SSB over the years. He was also keen to try new modes, dabbling in packet radio, APRS, SSTV, RTTY, PSK31, Olivia and JT65, to mention just a few. While stationed in Cairns in the late 1960s, Ian ran instruction classes in amateur radio and had many candidates successfully obtain their licences. For a while, Ian was president of the Cairns Club. Having postings on the coast enabled Ian to also indulge in his other favourite activity, sports fishing. Ian was a long-time member of the Wireless Institute of Australia and, while stationed and eventually retiring in Townsville, was a long-time member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club. Ian's enthusiasm for DX and furthering the knowledge of those in the wonderful world of amateur radio, he will be sorely missed. Vale, Ian Brown, Victor Kilo 4, Delta Bravo, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Only four sleeps to go, which means it's either time to congratulate you on ordering early enough to receive the helical long wire gamma matcher with the auto-resonating anti-SWR digital gumball snuggler, or you missed out and the package will arrive on the 2nd of January, just before you have to go back to work. Either way, this is Q News coming to you from the Darling Downs Radio Club, where we know how to toss up an antenna or two. I'm John, VK4JPM Club Secretary. Speaking of antennas, that's still one of the frontiers of ham radio endeavour, and we've been thinking about how much we know and don't know about getting antennas to work effectively. In the past, it was a matter of putting up an antenna, testing it on your rig, matching for minimum SWR, and then, well, you had to ask people how good's the reception and guess. Nowadays, we can be much more clever, and one of the reasons that we focused a bit on software-defined radios is that you can use an SDR to test the antenna for yourself, especially when the SDR under your control could be a few kilometres away or right across the country, and you can listen to your own signal to test for improvements. Very cute. So, we've been tossing around what the club can do to help you build your antenna skills. Watch out for a possible meeting in February where we kick off a series of sessions. If that's of interest to you, tell us. If you think we should be talking about something else, tell us that too. Send a note to secretary at ddrci.org.au with your thoughts. Last week, we had our end-of-year barbecue and natter at Webb Park, and this year, the skies smiled. perfect weather, and at least one of the hot plates worked well enough to do lunch for everyone. Lots of discussion, especially about repeaters and whether we should be improving 2 metre coverage across the Downs. And thanks to Bruce, VK4MQ, we capped off lunch with a bit of fox hunting, much to the delight of the kids who joined us. There will be photos on the website by the time you hear this, and you can check those out at ddrci.org.au. Coming up, watch for an end-of-year wrap newsletter with links, tips, photos, reminders and recaps, and that will go to everyone who's registered on our mailing list. Speaking of which, don't forget that you can join the mailing list by sending an email to the secretary and we'll add you, or you can join the club and definitely get on the mailing list. Membership is half price from now, so jump in. It's not too late to give someone you like a present. And in return, I promise to send you an email with a ho, 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 which is just as much fun as sending hi, hi, hi in Morse, but it looks so much better on a scope. And finally, the most important thing about being part of a club is that you're part of a club. The more you put in, the more you get out. Amateur radio should be about fun, and we're here to help. Tell us what you'd like to have happen. Come up on one of the club nets. The 2 metre net might be about to start at the top of this hour on VK4RDD, and you can get all the details on that from the homepage at ddrci.org.au. I'll be back next week to wish you a Happy New Year, but until then, enjoy whatever you're going to do in the coming week, get ready for the Boxing Day sales, and let's hope the threatened bad weather doesn't happen. Thanks heaps to Graham, VK4BB, for his support and forbearance over the year, and wishing all members of the Darling Downs Radio Club and hams everywhere a safe and friendly break. I'm John, VK4JPM. Whatever your spiritual inclination is, have a merry.
Merry Christmas!
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.